Based upon a phase two study that came out of Vanderbilt, ECOG recently completed and published our randomized phase three study, which was known as 4599. That is a study in which patients with non-squamous cell carcinoma of the lung who had had no prior therapy were randomized to receive either carboplatin paclitaxel or carboplatin paclitaxel and bevacizumab. And there were a little over 870 patients that were randomized. And what we found out was that there was a significant improvement in response rate, progression-free survival, and overall survival for the bevacizumab-containing arm.
Can you talk more about what was found in that study, particularly in terms of the side effects and toxicity?
A couple things, one of which is based on the randomized phase two study that preceded this. We were very concerned about hemoptysis. And that's because in that randomized phase two study, there was a greater than 30% incidence of severe or fatal hemoptysis in patients with squamous cell carcinoma. So for that reason, we excluded patients with squamous cell carcinoma on this particular study. And because of that, the rate of clinically significant bleeding was 4.4% in the bevacizumab arm compared to 0.7% in the chemotherapy arm. So certainly not where we would like it to be, but potentially more doable in this group of patients with fatal diseases. So in addition to the potential problems with hemorrhage, there was also a higher incidence of hypertension and proteinuria, which are class effects for these agents. Interestingly enough, there was also a slightly higher incidence of neutropenia and febrile neutropenia in the bevacizumab arm, and I think that's not something that we were expecting.
Any thoughts about what the pathogenesis might be of that neutropenia?
In preclinical models, VEGF has been shown to be an immune stimulator, so it enhances the activity of immune cells, and we're hypothesizing that bevacizumab inhibits that, thus increasing the incidence of neutropenia.